Hey everybody, this is Dario with AfterBuzz TV. Did you know that TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever? Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Now, some features are not available in all states, but that's okay. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off of their MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is so simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save your time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Break it down.
Felt it.
We were waiting for you to come in with the flah.
Oh, I missed it. Yeah. I forgot about that.
It's okay.
Dang it.
Oh, well. Here we are again. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another reclap of America's most controversial and exciting dance show, Dance Moms.
Yes.
And lawsuit-filled.
Lawsuit-filled now. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I called that. I was like, I wonder if Abby's going to be responsible for giving these girls some therapy.
Yes.
She is now.
She's going to be now. So, all right, let's begin. Hello, everyone. I am Candace Camacho.
Hey, guys. I'm Lexi Hamisfar.
Hey, everybody. I'm Francisco Thurston.
And we have a very special guest tonight. Da da da!
I'm Todrick Hall. I'm so excited to be back.
Yes.
I missed the clap thing, but I'm still back and I'm ready. I'm on it.
She's in it.
I love your hat.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Guys, should see his entire ensemble. It's
just, it's great.
It's pretty everywhere.
Fashion show.
Yeah. So. If anybody doesn't know out there, Todrick was the producer of the Freaks Like Me video with the Dance Moms, the girls, and even Abby.
Producer, director, writer, choreographer.
And I was assisted by yours truly, Francisco Thurston.
I was there. Wasn't a very good assistant, but it's okay.
You were. Yeah. Don't play yourself like that in front of all these people. He was great.
Thanks, Todrick.
Again, but he was
okay, so we are recapping the reunion called Playing Favorites, which is a good title. I wasn't very surprised with what went on at the reunion. It was very hard to watch. I texted Lexi. I was like, what's going on? She's like, I want to hit Abby. And it's like 2 minutes in.
I was getting so mad last night. I was screaming at the TV. Whenever Holly would say something, I'd be like, you go, girl. You get that.
I was like, live, Holly. Live.
Yeah.
Holly was looking smashing last night.
Yes.
That dress.
Yes, she did. The yellow dress. Yellow was perfect on her. Mm-hmm.
Holly, you looking good, girl.
Yes.
The hair was laid. She looked very Beyonce last night, but she didn't let the look face her. She went in on Abby, and I loved that.
Yes. That's so funny. Someone tweeted, I saw it. It was like she retweeted it, but they were like, Holly's the Beyonce of Dance Moms.
She is.
Yes.
She's great.
That's an awesome.
And that would make me a Blue Ivy.
And Blue Ivy's going to be epic, so.
Yeah.
She is epic.
I was so proud of her for standing up for herself, because it seems like Holly was always the soft-spoken one for all the seasons, and now she's like...
This was her season to speak
up.
Yeah.
Good for her, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reunion show opens with Jeff Collins sitting on the sofa with Abby solo, and I don't know if Jeff was just feeling guilty about promoting Abby or if he was just hot, but he was just like looking a little bit, you know, sweaty
no.
to me.
It was sorry. It was really, really, really hot in there.
Oh, okay.
Like it was just
so he just wasn't feeling guilty, he was hot.
No, it was really hot in there. I was sweating really bad.
I heard a rumor that sometimes they make it hot in the room so that people will get more riled up, so that they will argue more, so that we'll be sitting
Are
there talking
serious?
About it.
Are you serious? Oh that. My god.
I could see that.
I can't tell you where I heard it from, but it was from a very reliable source.
Oh, wow.
They turn on the air conditioning at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
To cool everyone down.
Yes.
Well, he's got Abby on the couch, and he applauds her national win, and then he goes on to talk about how she feels about Chloe's fifth place, Cameron's sixth place, and so on and so forth. So, and what did you all think of that? He was just asking, you know, why? What do you think about that?
I expected her to be a little bit more honest, but, you know, she wasn't.
Right. Well, she goes on to say that, you know, she didn't put Abby in to compete.
You mean Maddie?
Maddie. Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I've done that before, too. You know, yeah. It happens. I've been with a one-year-old all day. But what I thought was, you know, Maddie, when she refused, you know, when she refused the competition.
You know, I mean, Abby is right in this situation, and she can say, I told you so, because the moms always talk about Maddie, you know, she's there, and if she wasn't in the competition, my kid would win, and, you know, none of the girls. You know what? That's the overall of the competition. Each girl did place, you know, first and such in their divisions, but overall they didn't take the entire competition. But she gets to say, "I told you so," because Maddie wasn't there, and none of them brought
placed.
It home.
Right? Yeah. And then Abby's "I told you so" as like the paid audience laughs.
They get all those shots before the reunion starts.
Dude, no, oh my god! And then what they splice it in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! Yeah. I'm so glad that you were there and you know.
Yeah, I mean, that goes for, like, I feel like every, like, live audience thing, even, like, talk shows and stuff, they're like, let's get some laughter, let's get some applause, or even when I audition for So You Think, You Can Dance, like, they're like, let's film some, like, applause, or you two over there, get up and applause, like, you know, they kind of film those to fill in, you know, things that they could show reactions for.
Well, I feel like this whole reunion was very awkwardly edited and cut. I mean, mm-hmm. even though they may have filmed the audience reactions ahead of time, the way they cut them in, sometimes they would put reactions of girls in the audience after they would show a clip, and these girls would be like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah,
and it's like you're at the reunion show, wouldn't you know
what had happened already?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just thought it was like really awkwardly cut. They cut off things.
The reunion was filmed way before the season aired, though. So all those things that they were seeing were actually things that none of the audience had seen previously.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
that's true.
That's a good
You're
point.
You're so smart, Francisco.
Shut up.
And then they, you know, are starting to talk about the select team.
Mm-hmm.
And Abby reminds Jeff that they were brought in to, quote-unquote, motivate the elite team. And then it's brought to our attention that, you know, Christy says, no, they're brought in to replace our other girls and to, you know, make our girls go to bad and take their spots. So, mm-hmm. No surprise there, right?
No surprise. I mean, Abby always has her ulterior motives, but I feel like Abby is kind of right. There's nothing more motivating than having competition right mm-hmm. in front of you.
Right.
I believe in it. If I see a dancer that's better than me, I want to be.
I believe in it,
right.
too. Like, mm-hmm. backing you up.
Yeah.
Shoe up.
Okay. I mean, I feel like if I were, like, looking at you in a dance audition, I'd be like, damn.
You would change your outfit immediately.
Yeah, and I'd want to be just like you. You know, it just, I feel like I kind of agree with her, but I agree with Christy, too. Like, there's two sides to it.
Yeah, there mm-hmm. is. Yeah.
And I love that Jill kind of chimed in and stuck up for Christy, because I feel like sometimes Christy just gets thrown under the bus because no one else wants to chime in with, like,
mm-hmm, she does.
The black sheep, per se, I guess, so to speak.
Yes.
But I love that Jill and Melissa did speak up for her and stand up for her in that situation.
They have a camaraderie. You know, it's not just all the time crazy, crazy, crazy. You mm-hmm. know, they are friends somewhat. To an extent.
Yeah. Thankfully, they're staying together. And then we have Miss Maddie that comes on and does
LookingGorgeous.com.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had her hair up. She had, like, the little cat eye.
She had, like, this really cool butterfly brooch perfectly placed into her hair.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. she reveals that she learned her Sia routine in 2 hours.
That's crazy. But it happens, right, Patrick?
Yeah, it does. I'm one of those people that makes that happen. But that's how you know when somebody's a true performer, because when she performed that in the video, it looked like she had been rehearsing it for months. I mean, all of the dynamics were there. It wasn't just like, she didn't look at all. I mean, I know that she probably performed it a million times, but she never looked like she was reaching for the choreography and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why I've always been Team Maddie. Not that I'm not Team Chloe or whatever, but I don't even think there should have ever been a situation where any of the parents felt like they had the right to say, if Maddie wasn't competing, then my child would have won, because I think that defeats the purpose of competing. If you're not competing to compete with the best, then what's the point of competing at all?
You know? True that.
So I think that that's part of where the problem is. I think that everyone should now accept the fact that Maddie's the favorite. She always wins, and every girl should just rise to the occasion to try to beat her. But I do agree that she shouldn't get preferential treatment. And I know that, I mean, as performers, we've all been in situations where we don't feel as comfortable to let our, you know, our true self out. And I think that that is one point that Holly had a really good point when she said the other kids, Nia didn't feel comfortable to perform. I'm jumping ahead. Let me shut up.
No, you're fine.
No,
right. Keep talking.
We were just going to get into Holly. So she, you know, she comes on next. So this is perfect.
When she said that at one point during the recap, she was just saying, you know, a lot of the kids don't feel like they are able to be free and come in and be themselves and learn and make mistakes. Whereas Maddie is given the platform to make mistakes because she is the favorite. And I've felt like that in so many situations. I think all humans have, not just in a dance situation. When you could be just the life of the party and you're super funny and you walk into a room of people that don't know you're funny and you want to show them, like, I'm really funny, but you don't know how to, like, put that first joke out. And then you do and no one laughs. So you're like, no, but I really do have some good stuff in here. Just let me warm up. And I just feel like everyone is constantly in that position in their own dance studio, and you should not feel at home in your own home, as Beyonce says in the song, Listen. and I feel like a lot of the kids feel that, and so I was so happy that Holly brought that point up.
Yeah, I think I'd be, I mean, like you said, I think we've all been in situations, and if I had a teacher like Abby or like anybody who's screaming at me and I don't have the room to, like, feel like I can be a human and make a mistake, you know, more than once, nobody learns that quickly. Yeah. I mean, some people do learn that quickly, but sometimes it takes a little bit more time. They have a learning curve. And if I felt like I couldn't do that in a dance atmosphere where I'm supposed to feel like, you know, like an artist and be able to be my own self, I'd be scared too. I wouldn't feel like I could grow either.
You would be timid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's,
I guarantee if Nia felt that she was the favorite, she would be a lot better and it would show in her performance, because she wouldn't be nervous to make a mistake because she's always in the back corner somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Well, and we kind of saw that last week with Kendall, because Abby, for the past few episodes, has been building up Kendall's self-esteem and her morale. And so I think that Kendall went out and she performed really well, and she still didn't win, but she had the confidence to go out and perform at her highest level, whereas Chloe has been broken down consistently, and so she still performed great, but, you know, we don't see that fire in her eye anymore.
No.
And I love that you said that, you know, these girls need to figure out how to beat Maddie.
Rise to
the occasion. Like, if you're not, if the moms aren't happy with it and the kids aren't happy with it, you guys need to figure out how to beat her. Do the extra work.
Well, apparently Abby showcases that in her new book, and she touched on that, how to play favorites in her new book.
And Maddie wrote the four.
Not that I'm condoning, go and get the book. I'm not. I'm just simply trying to be funny here. Stating, like, well, go get the book if you want to be your favorite.
I teach you something, actually. And I will say, playing the devil's advocate, I've gotten the opportunity to work with all of the kids on two or three, maybe four occasions now, and I will say that Abby's tactics have worked in some elements, and they are a lot stronger than other kids that I've worked with, because they are so used to having to learn something so quickly without making mistakes. And in this business, that's how you get ahead. That's how you book an audition, is being able to perform the dance at an audition after moments after learning it and it being perfect. And a hard teacher is the way that you get to that point. I just wish that Abby would be equally as hard on all of the kids as she, you know, as hard on Nia as she is on Maddie. Because there's also something to be said about people who have just natural talent. Maddie is just a naturally talented and beautiful girl. So even when she's moving, her face is so snatched.com that she just looks so much better than other people doing it, because she's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, moving on, and not that I want to revisit this, but they talked a lot about Abby and Christy's fight at Nationals.
It's so hard to watch still. It's just...
Yeah. And I do believe that Lifetime, they cut that part out that Abby had said about Chloe's eye again.
Yeah, I mean,
of course they're not going to show that, but
right.
It's a little bit harsh, I feel like, even to put on TV, even though it was talked about.
I missed this. What happened for those of us that didn't see this part?
Abby said during that fight, she turned around to Christy and she said, "You need to fix that eye."
Mm-hmm.
About Chloe's. She has a
lazy eye.
A lazy eye.
Basically.
And she turned around, and that's part of the escalation that happened at the competition.
It's partly why Christy ran after.
But it essentially just looked like Christy was going crazy on Abby and chasing after her.
Yeah. With the editing, it just made, it escalated it so much that it made Christy look more like the crazy one than Abby, which...
But they never showed that?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
So how do we know it happened?
Kathy confirmed it with me. Tammy can even at the reunion, she said she confirmed. They talked about this at the reunion.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
brought it up.
I saw it on the internet too.
I think I actually saw Blake McGrath or someone posted the story about it, but I didn't read it. That's so horrible and sad.
It's really sad, and it's hard to watch, and you know, the little kids affected by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after Melissa's on the stage, Holly and Christy accuse her of not having her daughter's interest at heart with the whole issue when they threw Maddie in against, you know, Mackenzie. So, you know, they said that that took Mackenzie out of the win. I just feel like the moms are, like, a little bit too hard on Melissa. You know, I think at that point, that was about Ava not winning. It wasn't about, it was just, you know, we discussed that was about business. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think, I just don't think she's as villainous as like people make her out to be.
I just think that like last year on the reunion, Holly made a very good point. She was just like, we don't care that you make these pacts with us and then you don't follow through with them, but just let us know that you're going to follow through with it. Because I think the shady part is that she'll say to the team one thing and then she'll do a different thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't think that it's shady to have your daughter's best interests at heart. And I don't think that you should take a pact with the dance moms over your daughter. I just think it's not cool when something has been like previously discussed behind the scenes and then everyone finds out there and you knew the whole time that we all had a discussion and you went against what we said. But I don't think that they're there to make pacts with the other dance moms. If I was Melissa, I would be like, I'm not going to make this pact with you, because any opportunity that my kid gets, she's going to do it.
And I think Melissa made a really good point when she said on the reunion that if any of the moms were in her place with Maddie taking that solo at Nationals or getting offered it, she was like, what would you guys do? You would do the exact same thing.
They would.
So you would never back down.
Yeah. So she brought that up, and I think they were all kind of silenced after that.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, all those moms would love Jill. I mean, you see that she wants Kendall to do solos. You see, only mom that I don't think that would have done that would have been Holly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was about to say, I would put my $1 million on Holly that Holly would take the high road. Because she's just very, like, not that the other ones aren't, but she's just full of moral and ethic fiber. Mm-hmm. She's all about just instilling good values and morals into Nia. And I think it shows in everything that she says. Even when she gets heated, it's like poetry that comes out of her mouth.
Yes.
She's mad at people. I'm like, yes, stand up, Michelle Obama.
Preach. Yeah. She speaks so eloquently.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that about her.
I don't think Holly, she's Team Holly.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then while she's on the couch, Abby and Christy start to go at it, and one of the most high school or middle digs I've ever heard was, at least I had two parents.
Ugh.
That, yes.
Gets so personal. It gets so personal.
So
that was just so unnecessary for Abby to have said on national television in the fight, no matter what. Like, you don't need to say that.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at the situation for anybody out there that hears the air coming out of my nostrils. It's just I'm looking at my friend's facial expressions as he's listening to what you guys are saying.
He probably can't believe it.
It is kind of, I don't know. I'm scared to say things now. I used to come on the show and be like, no, she didn't. But now I know them all, and I know they're going to watch this.
You personally know how Abby can be.
But I like Abby, and I understand where she's coming from, and I understand that she's a human just like everyone else.
Yeah.
And sometimes she makes mistakes. She's just not usually willing to admit those mistakes. I don't think I've ever heard her say, like, you know what, guys? Abby was wrong.
Like, never.
I think the whole like building would just like
crumble,
combust. Yeah, like it would just
the world ends.
Yeah. But sometimes I'm just shocked. I want to root for her, and then she'll say something, and I'll be like, no, that wasn't it. Cut, delete. But yeah,
because it's like there's so many other ways she could approach a situation or have a, you know, a mean comeback, but to personally take a dig at Christy's like family or her upbringing, which I don't think really anyone knows what it is.
No, I mean,
me neither.
It's just inappropriate.
Yeah, who knows what? That's a trigger point that could have really made someone go off the deep end. Who knows what would have happened if she, maybe Christy felt something different? I'd tag Abby right in the face.
Oh,
who knows? You know, you don't go there.
No,
those are rough spots.
You don't attack the family.
Not the fam bam.
Not the fam bam. Speaking of, well, not the family, but then we have the concept of, as the new team is being discussed again at this point, we are brought into Christy Y. And she, I'll call her that.
Jeff Collins at the reunion said he would not call her Christy. He's like, I think that's really disrespectful
to
call her Christy.
Christy. We've been calling her Christy.
Yeah. She's Christy. He's like, I'm not going to do it. Which, kudos to Jeff Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I probably maybe shouldn't have been doing that, but I don't know. She's
funny.
Crazy. It's just funny. Yeah. Like,
and
whatever.
That's what they call her on the show, so.
Yeah.
You call her
That's what they first Christy. Started calling her, Christy.
There's Christy and there's Christy.
Got it.
And she's all about
the Lord.
She's
a very
Lord.
Religious, yeah.
Oh, got it. I thought you said Krusty.
Krusty. I'm calling her Krusty.
Krusty to me.
But she's not, I think, like, her not being there shows, like, maybe she's smarter than I actually thought because she's not there to, like, put herself through this and put her daughter through this, thankfully.
I'm so glad she's not
there. That little poor Sarah. I'm so glad that she is not in on it.
That girl never got to do a group dance other than, like, one time.
Mm-hmm. She always got her hopes up.
So sad, too, because we both worked with a little girl, and she was so sweet, and we met Christy or whatever.
We did.
And she didn't seem to be...
No, not then.
Not then. So it was crazy.
She wanted her to be in the video. She was very like...
Yeah, she definitely was pushing her daughter forward. But the thing is, you didn't have to push her forward. Yeah. I think her daughter would go a lot further if she just sat back. The daughter's beautiful and well-behaved and talented. She doesn't have to do anything to get her forward. I think she's only holding her own child and her child's career back by acting crazy.
I think that's the biggest situation with the Sarah and Christy combo and relationship is that Sarah's homeschooled, so that's Christy's entire world, you know? So it's so hard to, like, finally cut that cord and let her go, especially at such a young age when they're traveling cross-country for competitions on a show.
But I think eventually that little girl is going to come into herself and, you know, definitely rebel a bit against Christy.
These are the years that these kids remember. When you get older, you look back on your childhood.
You remember, like, every single thing.
Sorry.
We remember. No? Okay.
Okay, and then I have to bring, then Tammy comes onto the stage.
She's
or rather, struts on stage. And I am always, like, amazed by her dress. I'm like,
Melissa was fixated on her boobs.
Like, okay, typically you show, like, legs or boobs. Thank you, Tadra. You don't really show like both. It's a little bit much.
She said my anaconda don't.
She's been rocking that Forever 21 the whole season.
Yeah. Did you hear someone yell holy boobage when she walked
in? Yeah, it was Melissa.
Oh, that was awesome.
And she, as Tammy sat next to her, Melissa, her eyes went down to her boobs. It was funny the entire time.
Because they were just like, there.
They were there.
If you got them, clown them. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but
no, I'm not.
You know, maybe like a little bit more length on the skirts.
True.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
So it plays back the fight that Tammy started with Christy Y, and then Tammy goes on to say that she doesn't take back anything that she did. She has no remorse. She's fine with the way she acted, even though she started it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Christy threw, like, a paper or something, and then all of a sudden Tammy's, like, calling all over all of the other
moms. She took
moms.
Down a lot of people to get to Christy.
Yeah. She broke stuff.
She pulled yank, hair.
Yank, yank, bop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have anything to say about that, do we?
It was a hot mess. That's all.
It was a hot mess.
I missed half the season. So today I was those people in the audience like, oh my gosh. Like, I couldn't believe that it was even happening. It was crazy.
It was like the first fight besides Kelly, you know, smacking Abby on Dance Moms.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jill points that out. She was like, we may not always get along, but we've never gotten in a fight with each other.
No.
We've never hit each other.
That contract will be up if they do.
It's all about the contract. Do you guys want to go back and talk about some of these awesome dances in between, like, all this arguing? Like, they started with the tribal council dance.
Love that dance.
Was just as amazing as it was the first time.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Nia. Killing it.
Yeah.
She's all the time.
I get so proud of her / nervous when she gets solos because I want her to do so well.
So well.
Yeah.
And I'm always nervous that she's going to fall or her headpiece is going to fall off or something. So I don't just enjoy it like I do when Maddie's dancing because I root for Nia and I want her to get stuff so we can, like, us black people can be united. Me on my couch and her on the TV.
Yeah.
But so every time she makes it through something, I'm like, yes, like she lives another day. Yeah, but she looked amazing, and she was giving you Beyonce realness at the end when she was on top of that drum.
Yeah,
she
was. A lot of good facials.
Yeah, I think I love that performance all the time. I also loved, I forgot what it's called, but the one where Kendall and Chloe were the understudies.
Oh, the solo.
That one's coming
solo.
Up.
Solo.
Yeah, that one was performed next.
I didn't like that they all did it together.
The Fool Me Once.
They were a little off.
Yeah.
They were off. They just danced differently. They're not like good matching trio. Yeah. They're all beautiful individual dancers. Like, they're all doing solos.
They were a little...
I feel like they were kind of trying to outshine each other.
I didn't see that. So.
Okay.
I'll drink to that. I believe you.
I believe you.
Okay, back to the sofa. And the remaining select moms are on the sofa. And then they bring up the poor subject of Jeanette. Dun, dun, dun. And that woman, she asked for it, you know, with the way when she brought Ava to the one competition, knowing full well that she shouldn't be bringing Ava to the competition. You guys agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
I played the fifth. I love Jeanette and I love Ava and...
Ava is gorgeous. I think she's going to be successful and work and do whatever she wants to do.
Her mom is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Bernadette. What's her name?
Jeanette. She's gorgeous. Jeanette used to be a model.
Tomato, potato.
Yeah.
She used to be a model, and Ava is gorgeous, and she could be a model if she wanted to
as well.
She has
like a 12-pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has a 12-pack.
I felt so bad for Jeanette, like, coming from, like, a mom's point of view, because she just she was there to try to, like, you know, let Abby know how unjust she is, and she just... The more it went on, like, the more and more upset she got. And she almost, like, couldn't get the words out at the end because she was so mad and
felt like
the injustice.
You could tell that she had been at home for months in her shower. Like, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to get her with this, and then I'm going to get whatever. And then she just was red-faced, and no one could understand what she was saying.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, I'm leaving. Good
day. Dramatic
exit. Everyone was like, what just happened?
I saw that live. Like, I saw that live too, and, you know, I wanted Jeanette to go out there and say her piece to Abby, and I think she got her point across, but at the same token, I don't think Abby even heard it, because they were both trying to speak over each other, and, you know, she was flustered, and Abby was saying this and that, and it was just really crazy.
And I kind of just wish she could have just had a couple glasses of wine before she walked on the stage and just been really calm, and just so she didn't let Abby know that she was getting under her skin so much.
I did think
because Abby doesn't care.
No, she doesn't.
You know?
But I just hate I just hate that she said that Ava has no talent right now, or she won't be. I forgot what she said.
Yeah. She has no talent right now, but she'll develop, like, she'll grow into it.
That girl is a beast. Seriously, I swear, Ava Cota is a beast. She's a great dancer.
I did think it was interesting that Jeanette pointed out that Abby basically, like, told her when she came on the show that she was there to do whatever she had to get Christy off.
Yeah.
She spilled that tea, for sure.
Yeah, she was, like, waiting to get that in there, so.
And then Christy turns on Jeanette instead of Abby. I would have thought that she would have turned on...
No, that, I thought Christy was there. Agreeing. I thought Christy was agreeing.
Yeah,
that's
Christy
how
was
I perceived
agreeing.
It.
It's interesting. Oh, okay.
When she said, that was poorly edited, though. Sorry, but
that was
I was confused as to who she was talking to.
I was like, okay. So she
had that same moment. I'm feeling you, but I think she meant it to be towards Abby.
Okay. Well, it just seems like the moms are still, like, anti-Jeanette.
Yeah, I mean...
They were, Jill was like, then why are you here? In the middle of her
scene. I'm contracted to be here, lady. Yeah. Why else would I be at this reunion to deal with this woman?
Right.
Dun-dun. Right.
So...
getting paid to be here, that's why.
It's all about getting paid, right?
Cut my check.
Okay, and then Well, it just seems like the moms are just so angry, but they can't channel their anger at, like, the one person who deserves it, you know, Abby.
Yeah, they always go at each other when they should be all aiming at one person. Just one. Yeah.
I thought I thought it was interesting how Jeanette, she kind of slammed the select team for not being, like, a good team and not being there for her, which we've seen throughout the season. But it's like, if you're in that moment with a reunion and it's, you got kicked off the team, you brought your daughter back, whether or not the producers instigated that or not, don't expect your team to support you in that situation.
Yeah.
Your team of like 2 weeks.
And you're not on the team. You don't have a team.
Your daughter got stripped of her jacket.
Especially when they want their kids to be there too. Why am I going to, I mean, I understand what she's saying, but like these moms are obviously not going to stick up for you.
And that's the thing is it was a bloodbath for the select team because they were all trying to somehow get to the elite team. So for them to ever get mad was just ridiculous to me for saying that, you know, oh, we're supposed to be this team. No, you're not. You guys are all fighting and climbing to the top of the hill for the same goal.
Preach, sister. I feel you. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, this is not a team. You guys are auditioning.
Yeah. No, it's like a long audition.
That no one got cast from.
Nope.
Yeah, but everyone got cut.
Everyone got cut.
You were at a month-long callback.
Right.
You didn't get booked.
They bring that up. One of the moms say, like, you don't realize when you come in here. This is like blood, sweat, and tears. This is what we've been living, like, day in and day out. You can't just show up for one day and feel like you've done your job.
Mm-hmm. I think that was Jill, because she was like, did you expect us to just welcome you guys into the room?
Take my girl's spot. Take my, you know, kid's spot. You know, it's fine.
No. I guess their opinion, though, which I kind of agree with in a sense that if your kid is valuable enough, we can't take their spot. We can't take what belongs to them anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I can understand. If I was on the other team, I would be like, this isn't a personal thing towards you. If Jill had the opportunity to jump in that team, which she has, and she's the only person that went over to Candy Apples and has come back, we all know that Jill would have been there with Kendall, ready and willing to do whatever she could do to get her daughter on that team.
She would have.
So I don't think that it should have been a personal thing against the moms, because any mom would have put their kid on that team, you know? I think that they were right in being, like, cautious of the fact that these girls were coming to take their spots. But I think sometimes they took it a little bit too far, being mean to the other parents, because they're just parents trying to get their kids ahead the same way they are.
I think the resentment might have come in how Abby pitted the two teams against each other and, like, directly paired the competition so that you were always competing against the same girl, and it was always like, well, Cameron beat you this time, are you going to be able to beat her next time and rise to the occasion? And so I can see how, in my opinion, moms will get super irritated with the parents, because it's like, you guys are the reason my daughter is going through all this additional stress besides Abby.
But yeah, but they're not the reason it's Abby, is
right? No. I know. Yeah.
And I also think it's weird. It's just a strange concept that people go into a competition and they're competing so much with the people that are competing against them, but they're competing against everyone. So it wouldn't have mattered whether or not that kid was there with Abby's other team or with from Tip Tap Toes from Idaho or something. They would have still lost if the talent was there. So I think everyone just needs to put their blinders on and focus on what they can do to make their own child the best that they can be, because really, we're all learning and competing in these competitions so we can go on and do way bigger and better things than be in a competition anyway. Right. I think everyone needs to, like, stay focused, and I think some of the parents get that, and I think some of them don't get that.
Yeah.
And this is just normal. Like, dance moms are like this. They're not as crazy sometimes as these moms, but there's a lot of moms that are like that at studios. They want their kid to do well, and they hate other moms because these girls are getting opportunities.
It's
just a normal thing.
Absolutely.
I wonder if that's how I'm going to be dropping my baby off.
But there are moms who are just like, my kid, my kid, my kid, my kid, my kid. My kid's winning platinum in first place because all I care about is my kid.
And then there's
Melissa.
Holly.
Yeah. There's Holly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on a positive note, Chloe got to perform Lucky Star.
Yes. I love it.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And she was so happy when she performed that. You saw that spark in her eye again.
Yeah.
It's a solo she beat Cameron with.
Yeah.
Love it.
I liked it too. Mm-hmm. Beautiful dancer, beautiful girl, of course. Okay. And then the select team, this is something we haven't seen, but the select and the elite team got to perform together.
It was good.
Yeah. It was great. Good. Yeah.
Abby's faves were in the rainforest. The big colors.
Yeah,
red,
of course.
Yellow,
yes. Yeah. Everyone else was trees.
Green. Yeah. Just camouflage.
You guys are going to be seen. The rest of you, you're not. Thank you for coming.
And she did a good job of that because it was. I was like trying to find Chloe in there, and it was hard to pick out faces.
Yeah. Her and Sarah were opposite.
Where's Waldo for sure? I was like, where are they?
Yeah. I had to watch it a couple times. It was beautiful though.
Mm. Yeah.
Great concept. Abby's smart. She's an awesome, you know, she has a creative mind.
Yes.
So, kudos to her.
She does. You know what? What about Mackenzie's music video?
The Shine one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so cute.
So cute. Very Mackenzie.
I love her. She can do no wrong in my eyes. Every time I see her in those little puppy dog eyes, I just
melt.
They are. Yeah. Great voice, too.
She actually can really sing, though.
Yeah. I know. That's what I was going to say. And, like, no offense to whoever produced that song, but when I heard Mackenzie's songs, I was kind of like, can she really sing, or is she just a kid singing into a microphone and they're digitally doing everything? But when we worked with her, there was no time. Like, if someone does something in one of my videos, that means they can really do it, because we get no time to perfect anything. And she went into the studio, and she sang in 3 seconds, and it was perfect every single time. She was perfectly on pitch. Nia also has an amazing voice. I mean, all of the kids have been very well trained to be triple threats and make it on Broadway. But I feel like she doesn't sound as good on the recordings as she does live, which is really strange because usually it's the opposite. But for everybody out there who's wondering if she can really sing, she really does have a good voice. And I hope she starts singing and performing live so that people can really see what she's working with, because she really does have a gift to sing. And I didn't know that before.
Yeah, I remember sitting and just out there when you guys were recording, I was like, oh my God, she sounds so good.
I really loved her first one too. It was really good.
Girl party.
Yeah, girl party. Yeah. Okay, and that takes us, back to the couch. And, of course, it wouldn't be a reunion without little Kathy showing up.
She was very calm this time around.
Yes, she was well-mannered.
She just sort of 45 like, seconds.
I know, that's so true.
So, and then they bring up, you know, why did you use the Sia song? And
she was respectable.
She was very, very calm.
Mm-hmm. But she kind of threw a little bit, I'm sorry, but she threw a little bit of shade. She was like, ours was more cutting edge than awful. And I was like,
no, it wasn't.
Abby was like, what?
That's not cutting edge.
So I think that was still shady, but I just think people were confused and didn't have a chance to respond to it before they went to commercial break, because I was like, is she complimenting this piece or is she reading them? And I think she was definitely trying to read.
Well, it's like we talked about that a little bit last week. I feel like every time Kathy does a performance, she's like, this is so cutting edge. Like, this is just so edgy. And it's not.
No.
I think she probably had a very big, you know, clue that this dance wasn't the best, but
what could she say?
For the costumes.
She spent, like, what? She spent a lot of money on this. They threw up a number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that or Sia just told dance moms they could use her song.
It was, it was several grand. And then, of course, Abby does announce that she's going to have ALDC Los Angeles, and Todrick's already laughing.
I can't wait. No, I'm just like, of course she would do that, and I'm just really curious to see how this works out, because it could be super, super successful, but I could also see, I think the parents, when this is another thing we noticed when we were there working with the kids. It's almost like they don't realize that they're famous. Like, they don't realize that 2 million people are following them on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, thank you. They were so... Holly was, like, taking back sound equipment.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
All of the parents were just so humble and so willing to help. And they were like, what do you need? Do you need food? They were going to the drive-thru for us and, like, just doing things that you wouldn't expect them to do. Uh-huh. I think the reason this show is so successful and why it's my favorite show is because the parents really are...
parents.
What they appear to be on TV. They really are people just trying to get their kids out. They're not making millions of dollars off of this show. They're just dance moms trying to make it like every other dance mom in the world. And I think that's why people respond to this show so well. And so I think, though, that they have a different mentality, because here in LA, we have a mentality where we'd be like, well, I'll just take my kid to the next dance studio. But there, I don't feel like they're kind of like, what would happen if I left here? I don't know, because anything else other than Pittsburgh is unfamiliar to me. So I don't know if Abby will be able to pull the stunts that she pulls with people in LA that she pulls with people in Pittsburgh. Mm-mm. But maybe she will.
Yeah.
There's a lot of amazing studios out here, though. So if I dealt with Abby Lee Miller's you know,
you could easily just go down to the street to the to another dance
I'll
studio.
Take my kid to Shannon Mather at OC and get my kid, you know, up to their level, because those kids are amazing.
But Abby does do something that I don't think a lot of people do here, because a lot of I'm a Broadway kid, and I grew up learning how to sing, dance, act, tumble, everything that you could possibly do to try to be in The Lion King or whatever you wanted to do. And a lot of these schools only focus on dancing.
Dance,
I think the reason why Abby is such a special school is because all of her kids have to take everything. And when we asked Maddie to sing, she was a little bit nervous, but you could tell that she had been groomed to do that as a child. And that is something that a lot of people don't offer. And if someone's in LA trying to become a triple threat and not just be able to do nine turns and leap, they're going to want to go to Abby Lee School, because they're going to be more well-rounded when they come out.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I feel like that is a benefit of Abby Lee Studio. You can learn everything there. You know, you only learn how to dance and do different styles of dance at the studios, but Abby offers tumbling and singing.
And here in LA, you know, you want to be as marketable as you can, so you want to do all of those things, because, you know, the auditions, like, a lot of them, you have to do all three to even show up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you sing first, and then
A lot of times you sing first, because they can weed people out, like, a lot quicker.
Yep, weed those people out, and Abby's training those kids that way, so...
They're ready.
They're ready.
And she's also trained them to have a thick skin. I mean, regardless of how she goes about it, all these girls have thick skins, and that is something that you have to have in L.A.
And good work ethic.
Good work ethic, yeah.
Because I work with some kids, not saying any names, but they don't... When we worked with the kids for Freaks Like Me, we didn't have to say anything to them. They were, like, ready.
They were on it.
They were on point. They were professional. Abby was nowhere in that room, but they have been trained that... There's no time to be talking. This is like rehearsal time. And I was just like, I'm blown away, because they still had personality, but the moment you told them to work, they were ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blown away by their work ethic, and she taught them that. You can tell.
Mm-hmm. They had their costumes. They learned choreography quickly. Yeah. They were ready to dance.
And more importantly, the parents' work ethic with the hair and the bows and all that.
Yeah.
The parents were ready. Like, we didn't need hair or makeup.
I was like,
"This your daughter needs to be this character." And Melissa showed up with just racks full of all these clothes. And she was like, "I left this at home. I'm going home to get it." And then we needed Jill to be a librarian. She said, "Oh, I can go to my house and get something."
She came back cute in the video. That was like my favorite part. Her and her book with her glasses.
She was ready. She went home and put on a whole costume. She was so ready for it. And
love it.
I think Abby, the parents should be paying for the dance classes as well, the training as well, because she's training the parents just as much as she's training the kids.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. Anything else that you guys wanted to touch on?
I wanted to touch on your wedding ring, because it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I work hard for it.
Yeah. I want to touch on that and both of your faces, because they're gorgeous. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, for anybody who's been on Twitter and has seen Christy tweet or been on my Twitter, I mean, I wasn't going to say anything, but they cut my portion of the reunion out. I know I've talked about that. I was at the reunion and I stood up to Abby, but they cut it out. You guys can go on my Twitter and see the whole link. You know, they left it out, but...
You were going on the show to talk about how Abby did go to the judges when Chloe beat Cameron.
Yeah, I mean, I was... The way it happened, I was very respectful to Abby. I said it to her, I was there, she was there. I was like, I have nothing personal against you. I don't agree with your teaching methods. I don't agree with, you know, how you handle things, but what you did was wrong. You know, as a professional, I may not have a business, or I may not have owned a studio or competed for 33 years, but I know right from wrong. And any industry professional or dance teacher knows not to go to competition judges and question their professionalism and question their critiques and opinions.
Yeah.
You just don't do it. Mm-hmm. It's not right. It's wrong. And you should be happy that Chloe won. So that's basically what was said.
I thought it was so rude right before they cut to the next commercial break after, like, your segment, I think. And, or maybe I saw this on the YouTube clip, but one of the moms was like, said something, and Abby was like, "No, I have no idea who they are. I've never heard of those judges before in my life." And I was like, "That is so rude."
And it just goes to show you that she did question those judges.
She did.
She didn't believe in their, you know, their abilities to judge a competition piece, Chloe versus Cameron. You know, she just didn't care. She didn't believe in them as professionals. And all those people who were judging, you know, Justin was he's a ballet teacher. He's been in a ballet company. The other girl was a ballet teacher. And the other one owns a studio herself. You know, so they're credentialed dance instructors and competition judges. So it was like, okay.
Well, Jeff, he seems like he likes to, you know, get Abby, like, in the spotlight. So that's probably why it got cut out, because you were proving that she did indeed do that, which makes her look bad.
Either that or there just wasn't enough space for me. They had other things to air.
Francisco, there should have been space for you.
You know what happens? Sometimes TV has to cut things to the editing floor. Somehow it aired somewhere or something and it got posted. I was like, okay, I didn't expect anything to show up, but it did.
Yeah. Well, it's been a good season, you all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been kind of torture watching, you know, these fights happen and these things get told to, you know, these little kids for me, but it's kind of like Todrick was saying that she is grooming stars, you know. Little Maddie has like the world famous music video. So
at the end of the day, I think they're all gonna walk out of it maybe not the most mentally stable, but I think that they'll walk out of it understanding the business and, you know, being stronger people and knowing how to deal with people like that.
Definitely, definitely stronger, and definitely the tools to like make it in this world.
They'll be a well-rounded professional dancer.
And when you hang out with them, you can tell that they're all genuinely happy, and they all do love and have respect for Abby, no matter how crazy she might be. We've all had a crazy dance teacher that they're main folk. I think Abby is a good person that is really trying to push these kids. If she didn't care, she wouldn't say anything to them about their hair or their feet and stuff. And so, yeah, there are other people that have different tactics, but she, I think, does the best that she knows how to push them so that, I mean, she has a very, very, like, impressive roster of dancers that have trained with her since they first started that are now in multiple Broadway shows, not just one Broadway show, but some of the biggest, like, most reoccurring dancers that I know I've worked with have been taught and trained solely through Abby Lee. So I think something that she's doing is right, and I'm just glad that she's getting to judge herself on TV as she sees how what she says affects people. And I hope that it makes her a better person as well.
She has the right intentions. Just sometimes she goes about it the wrong way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a little bit too loud. Too abrasive there. So. Yeah. Okay, we can go into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So
we have, were you going to bring up the lawsuit?
No, I was actually going to bring up two tweets first that I saw.
Okay.
Okay, so I saw two tweets from Christy last night, and I love them because the first one that she tweeted was, "Don't worry, Chloe supporters. When God closes a door, he always opens a window. Big things on the horizon for our girl. And then she tweeted, I guess, right as the show ended, "the end," and put exhales.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
She said that in a tweet that she hasn't stepped foot in the doors of Abby Lee's dance company since they started filming this next season. So
okay, so it's true. She's
who
out.
Who knows what's gonna happen? But at least they haven't been there yet.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, that's key.
Makes me sad a little bit.
Does.
Yeah,
Chloe is America's sweetheart, as well with the rest of the girls. But you know, Chloe's just one of those people that, you know, she kind of,
everyone wants to see her happy again and being a kid.
I'm excited to see where her training goes with her new studio and just see her excel. Blake McGrath is actually choreographing one of her solos, and can't wait to see what she does with other people's work.
Yeah. I want her to move past all of this negativity and nonsense and just be happy. You know, she wants to go to school and do regular things kids, you know, get to do and not be yelled at all the time when she's doing her pirouettes.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to be yelled at when you're doing your pirouettes.
And then Abby has a lawsuit against her because...
From Paige.
Yeah, Paige is suing her for...
Paige / probably Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly probably pushed that one.
Yeah. For...
But, yeah, it was interesting, though, because she said that, I guess, in the district, or in the court documents, she is accusing Abby of pinching girls until they bleed and throwing chairs across, which I've had coaches throw chairs in a studio before. So that's...
Have you seen pinching?
I've never... No, I've never seen... But, I mean, we all seen the episode where Abby threw the chair on the ground, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's grounds for child abuse or anything like that.
I'm just in a person that I say if someone was abusing my child, I wouldn't wait till I got kicked off the show to do something about it.
Right.
And I just don't think that that's cool that now that there's like this huge issue. And I also think that people put their kids in football and basketball and soccer and things all the time where their coaches are hard on them. And like,
exactly.
I mean, I've seen so many football coaches do things 10 times worse than what Abby does mm-hmm. to the kids. But for some reason, because they're boys, people look at it differently, and mm-hmm. I think while there's so many women and gay people and, you know, like, trying to fight for equal rights, if you're going to put your kid in a sport that's very athletic, which I think ballet and dancing is one of the most athletic sports, then they should be able to be... people should be able to be just as hard on them as they are in sports. I'm not saying the direct digs at how they look and stuff. Those things have gone way too far, for sure. But I do think that some of Abby's tactics aren't as bad as other things.
Yeah, no.
They just expect someone to be, like, super nice and Mary Poppins when they're teaching them dance.
Doesn't work.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Not,
doesn't work.
Well, and Michael Shapiro, Paige's lawyer, in an interview did say that they're not trying to get a lot of money out of this lawsuit. They're more just trying to bring attention to it. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if you're going to do a lawsuit,
you're after
the money.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just go through the lawyer bills to bring light to a situation mm-hmm. about dance and dance moms, you know?
Especially so long after they got up, you know, left the show.
So long after.
Well, I wish them all the best with the lawsuit and everything.
Okay.
But Todrick, your video, it's amazing. I'm so glad I got on TV.
Yeah, so good.
Thank you. I was so flattered and honored that they played it. I was so excited.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I was jamming to it at work today.
How long do you guys think it took to shoot that? Like, how many days?
I'm going to say three days of 8 hours.
They recorded for 2 hours and then we shot it all in one day in like 6 hours, maybe.
Are
tops.
You serious?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not even a wow to Francisco and I. That should just show you how on it those parents and the kids, their talent is, because they just learned the choreography. They didn't even know until the day before what characters they were playing. All of the kids in the dance class, their parents had to go overnight and the next day before noon to get the costumes done. And everybody at that dance studio just rose to the occasion and made sure that their kids looked flawless the next day. And it was crazy that we did it that fast.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
Marco nailed that Ursula costume, too.
Yes, he did.
Snatch.
We had Marco the night before make a costume in 3 hours and mail us Nia's costume. He overnighted it, and we got it the next day. It fit to perfection.
It's incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Where can people see your other videos at?
Freaks Like Me, as well as all my other videos, are at it's at youtube.com/ Todrick Hall, and you can just search Todrick. Luckily, my mom gave me a crazy name, so Todrick. If you search that on YouTube, you have videos for days.
Awesome.
Tune in to him. He has some announcements coming up. He tells all his fans. So,
and also, Freaks Like Me is available on iTunes, so you can get it. It's a really good. They didn't show the whole video, but it's a very good message for kids. It's a very anti-bullying centered, and it's just a cute video. I'm really proud of it.
No,
it's
love
adorable.
It.
I
the
love
song
it.
I jam onto it. Some, I have it on my phone. And I turn it on in my car. I love it.
Yeah,
I do. I swear, I'll be
I
in my car.
I would love to be just on the highway watching you
jam it out.
Exactly.
Awesome. I'll have to check that out. All right, predictions. Ooh.
I'm just trying to fill space.
That's pretty good.
Predictions. I don't know. I think Abby Lee LA versus Abby Lee
Pittsburgh.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's going to be our, who's going to, you know, make it to the LA studio.
Some
are
reason
you good that, enough or are you not?
I think Jeanette might pop up next season. I don't feel like we've seen the end of Jeanette.
What about Kalani? Do you think Kalani's going to pop up?
I think
I
she could pop up.
Her.
Yeah.
I feel like Christy will come back probably.
Oh, for sure. I think Cameron will probably be back. Jade, yeah. I feel like they're
going to
be
watching,
returning.
Yeah, Cameron and Jade perform.
They're
as
amazing.
Well as Kalani.
I'm still holding out that one day Brooke and Paige are going to come back.
Brooke and
I don't think they're going to come back to the studio, but I just want them to be on an episode of the show. This is my thing with Christy being gone and with Kelly and Brooke and Paige being gone is that I felt like, I mean, I know this is horrible, but I watch the show because it's such a good show and because they're always bickering back and forth. And now with Christy, the person that is like responsible for all of the backlash that mm-hmm. Abby is gone, I don't know if they don't have Christy on there, where we're going to get the drama from. Because
no one
else,
speaks up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, unless it's going to be Holly, but I don't think Holly will take it to that level. And I think that Abby won't be so frazzled up. So I'm hoping that there's somebody there that stands up to Abby, because that's what they need on that show. I mean, like, Abby can be the villain all day, but if there's no one there for her to terrorize, then why are we watching it?
No protagonist to go against the antagonist.
Well, I realize how much I actually, and I hate to admit it, but I do watch it for the drama, because they advertised Tori and Dean for, like, next week, and I was like, wow, that looks really dramatic. And then I was like, oh my god, I'm totally watching it
drama.
The exact reason why we're mad at them, this is the reason why we tune in and why we
love it. Yeah, I mean, I may as well be honest.
Yeah, it's okay, girl.
All right,
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
yay.
All right, that's it.
That's it for a while. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys. I had a lot to say.
Thanks for coming.
I love these bumblebee microphones. Oh, that was
really awkward.
All right.
I feel like a robot.
We'll finish with our little reclap. Okay. Everybody, thanks for tuning in for our last reclap of Dance Moms Dance Show. So where can they find you, Miss Lexi?
You can find me on all social media at Lexi Hamisfar.
Y'all can find me on Twitter at TheFrancisco and on Instagram, Francisco Thurston.
I am on social media as at Toddy Rockstar on Instagram and Twitter.
Right.
And boom, chakalaka.
You can find me on Instagram at Candace Camacho and on YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life.
Oh, that's cute. I'm going to have to check that out.
It's fun. Lots of healthy recipes. And I have a really great giveaway coming up for moms.
I need those recipes, because let me let you know, there's no sign that you have ever had a baby in your entire life. People can't see what's happening behind this table, but it's a snatched stomach and a snatched waist.
Yes.
It takes a lot of work. Every day I go to bed hungry. Not every day, but it's hard. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk after the show, because I got to get rid of my baby weight.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.